True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it is time for the 2025 edition of the NFL Backup Quarterback Game. Cue the music, maestro!
Let's go!
Okay, here's the over-under. Well, we hear... Okay, so this started many years ago because we believe that it's important to have a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
We also believe it's important to know who the backup quarterbacks are. And so that's why we do this. Suk must achieve, and Buckley can help him. He must get 27 and a half.
Okay.
You must get over that.
That's combined second and third string?
No, that's second string.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you it was high this year.
Like most of the league.
Yes, it is.
Never...
Do you remember what it was last year? And you guys nailed it. It was 26.
Again.
So stop your bitching.
I watch an alarming amount of dumb preseason football, and Buckley with his gambling, we got this.
I think you do have it.
The third string quarterback, I'm not certain of because that's a revolving cast, but I feel very confident every year.
I found it.
Boy, Chris Sims has something going on right now. Sorry, I'm being distracted by Chris Sims' hair.
So we're going to go by division.
Okay.
You must get 27 and a half out of the 32. You must get over 20, so you have to get 28 out of the 32. Or, as many people know who have heard this before, you get fired. You lose your job on the spot.
I have not been fired. I feel very confident about my preseason backup quarterback.
You're fired.
You're fired.
We're going to start.
Never seen a firing like this.
With the AFC East.
Okay.
Buffalo backup to Josh Allen is?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Okay. New England, their backup to Drake May is.
Oh, that Woolridge guy played a bunch, but it's not him. They cut him. Their backup is. Boy, this isn't a good start.
No, it's not. This is a tough one, though. He's new.
Who is their backup in New England? Give me a second.
It used to be Brissett, right?
He's not. Brissett's in.
Yeah, he's somewhere else now.
I think they did a swap. Buck, thank you for that. I think Dobbs is in Arizona. I think Brissett's in Arizona. I think Dobbs is in New England.
That's correct.
Ha!
Wow.
Two for two.
Buckley, that was an indirect. I don't know if I would have gotten that.
That's an assist.
Cosmic assist.
That's a cosmic assist. You're out there dropping dimes. Because I think Jacoby Brissett and Josh Dobbs, by the way, it's the same person.
Pretty much.
One just has hair.
The Jets back up to...
That is
Justin Field.
Tyrod Taylor.
Three for three. The Miami Dolphins back up to Tua.
And I do believe number zero on your game program and number zero in your heart, that is BYU legend Zach Wilson. And my God, if Tua gets hurt, good luck.
Clean sweep.
Yeah.
Chicago, the Bears.
That's secret Bajent man.
Five for five. Detroit's back up to Jared Goff.
Hooker got cut.
Golf.
I'll tell you, it's one of the Allens.
There's, I think there are some people that are going to look at this and scoff.
Are you going to scoff?
It's one of the Allens.
I need a first name.
It's one of the Allens. It's Brandon or Braden. Is it Braden or Brandon?
Brandon Allen.
It's Brandon
final,
Allen.
Final answer?
Brandon Allen. Is it Braden?
Is that your final answer?
Well, it's it's the B Allen. One of the, it's that Allen. It's the other Allen.
Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen.
Ah!
You idiots.
Son of a...
I thought Kyle Allen was with the Niners, so I'm screwed.
Finishing up that division, the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota is Carson Wentz.
J.J. McCarthy, yeah, that's right. 6 out of 7.
Good.
And Green Bay.
Malik Willis.
See, this is easy.
Yeah, I'm pissed off though that I didn't. I was trying to go perfect. And
oh, you ain't perfect.
I feel like you at least get half credit for Allen.
I get, yeah, do I get a half a point?
No, you don't.
You got half the name.
Atlanta.
That is Kirk Cousins.
8 of 9. Carolina's backup to Bryce Young.
Been there. It's the great red rider, rifle, whatever the hell his name is, Andy Dalton.
He's still there.
He's still there. God. He played a bunch in the pre- Again, this all just stems from watch meaningless preseason football.
The New Orleans Saints.
That would be Tyler Shuck. Mm-hmm.
10 for 11. You've got Tampa Bay backup to Baker Mayfield.
Ooh, they cut Trask.
Yeah, Kyle Trask was my best they cut,
who did
Tampa
they cut
ace
Trask
in the hole.
For?
Boy, Kyle Trask sucked. I saw him play once.
I don't think anyone picked him up if he was a practice squad. Who did?
I don't know why.
They got they got him out of the high school. They got Teddy Two Gloves. Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh.
That's correct.
Wow. Good pull.
That's 11 out of 12. You're doing great. Let's go to the AFC West. Denver back up to Bo Nix.
Jarrett Stidham.
That's correct. Kansas City back up to Patrick Mahomes.
Gardner Minshew.
Chargers back up to Justin Herbert.
Roland Trey Lance.
And Las Vegas back up to Geno Smith.
O'Connell broke his ankle, and now it is the great Kenny Pickett.
You are 15 of 16. Well on your way.
Pretty good.
Roland.
Let's go to Houston.
Davis backup Mills is still there.
To C.J. Stroud.
He of the giant neck.
Indiana. Or, I mean, the Hoosiers. Indianapolis.
Oh, Anthony Richardson.
Yes. We have Jacksonville back up to... what's his nuts?
Ooh.
Trevor Lawrence is what's his nuts.
Yeah.
What's his nuts? Can we get credit for that?
No.
What's his nuts?
Jacksonville. David Garrard.
I don't know. I don't know Jacksonville. Should I know Jacksonville?
Nah, that's a tough one. That's your second. So you're 17 of 19.
I don't think I watched Jacksonville.
Their backup to Trevi is Nick Mullins.
Oh, Scranton Strong?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's Matt McGloin.
Yeah, I think Mullins is the...
Southern Miss.
He's the handsome one.
Yeah, he played like that one game in San Francisco and everyone loved him. He's still kicking around.
Yeah, he
around.
Took over for CJ Beathard.
God bless America. What?
How about the Tennessee Titans back up to the young kid, Cam Ward?
That's the other Allen. That's the Allen that I thought
Kyle
was
Allen?
The Allen in Detroit. That's the B Allen.
I need a name.
Is it Brandon or Braden? Brandon.
I think Brandon Allen.
I think that's the Allen.
That is correct. Jesus.
I don't know. I know he's one of the Allens.
All right, three divisions to go. Cincinnati. Back up to Joe Burrow.
Oh, that's a Washington Joe boy. Jake Browning.
That is correct. Baltimore's backup is...
Cooper Rush.
You would know this if you were winning money with the Ravens.
Cooper Rush.
By the way, 3 for 3, pocket in cash.
Yep.
Pittsburgh, back up to Aaron Rodgers.
Still, I believe Mason Rudolph.
You are 21 of 23.
Ooh.
Cleveland, easy one.
Yeah, it's they officially named Gabriel, right?
That's correct. And last two divisions, NFC West, Dallas.
Well, that would be the NFC East.
Or, I mean, the NFC East, sorry. NFC West is last.
Dallas go with? They had that crappy kid from, dude, he sucks. I can picture him. Like, he's terrible. Like, he was god-awful. Why can't I think of his name? He played at Tennessee.
Oh.
Why can't I think of his name?
Milton? Is it Joe Milton?
Yes, Joe Milton.
Boom.
That is correct.
By the way, the fact that he is, he freaking sucks. Like, the Cowboys have a long line of backup quarterbacks that suck. Dude, that guy is terrible.
Philadelphia.
Oh, they got they have a good one. Tanner McKee, who, by the way, is my...
He's good.
Someone will sign Tanner McKee. He will be a starting quarterback within 2 years.
New York Giants.
Oh, that's Jackson Dart.
All right, I think you're already there. 5, 10, 15, 20. You're 25 of 27. You need three more.
Buckley with two big assists. Thank you very much, Ryan Buckley.
You need to go 3 out of 5, and I think you got this.
Okay.
Washington.
It's Marcus still, right?
That's correct. And finally, the NFC West, Arizona.
This is... I had it flipped. This is...
this Clayton Tune?
No, no, no. This is the Dobbs. It's the same. This is Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah.
It appears you only need one more to hit the over.
Then I got it if this is the division.
Well, it's... yeah. You got... I mean, you got it. Let's go with San Francisco.
That would be the great Pro Bowl quarterback, Mac Jones.
Yeah. That's correct. You did it. You survive another year. You old son of a bitch.
Watch some preseason football.
Seattle.
Drew Lock.
And Rams.
I don't know.
I think it's Jimmy G, isn't it?
Is it Stetson Bennett or is it Jimmy G?
I think they moved on from Stetson.
You tell me, guys.
I think it's Jimmy G.
I'll go with Buck.
It's Jimmy G.
Jimmy G.
That is correct. You are 30 out of 32. I think next year you're going to have to get all of them.
32.
It's trending that way.
Yeah.
I've never been perfect.
Well, you're going to have to be next year.
31.
There's no way. There'll be one or two that I flip. Although, to be fair.
Then you're going to get fired.
I feel like that was 30 and a half because I had the Allen. I just couldn't remember which Allen was which.
Okay, up next, as if that wasn't enough, the third string quarterback game.
This, I'm guessing, will not go well.
On the Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So no, the Cowboys and Eagles has not started yet?
No, we're still dragging on.
Yes, with pregame shenanigans. Boyz II Men is currently singing.
Who, by the way, are fantastic, but we've lost a man.
Or a boy.
Or a boy.
Or a boy to man.
Yeah, Boyz II Men. We lost the dude that did the deep talking.
He left the band in 2003.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we...
He has MS.
Oh. Well, then I stand corrected. We didn't...
Well, no, I mean, he's not there.
He's just, you know.
He had MS, and then they said that he didn't... So he left the band in 2003. He had back problems. Mm-hmm. And the guy, so apparently I was just reading about this. There was a rift between all four of them because they still, yeah. I mean, they're out touring and everything.
Yeah, they play the casino circuit and they still sound great.
So he said that he got pissed at the band members because they thought he wasn't motivated.
Oh.
But he was having back problems and he was MS. Later diagnosed with MS.
Yeah, he's like,
and so he said he felt like they betrayed him. And so he didn't want to talk to them. That being said, he reunited with them. In the show last year, okay. And he has hinted that a reunion might be in the works.
Because he was the one, like, there would be that part in the song where he'd be like, baby, I just miss you. It just hurts me that you won't come back. He didn't really sing, but he would deep talk, and he was wonderful.
His name's Michael McCreary,
yeah.
I think.
And by the way, phenomenal job from what I'm hearing on the national anthem. We had it on mute.
Oh, no. But Michael McCary.
But people are saying that they killed it. But
people
can I
say it?
Point of contention.
People are saying.
So they're all wearing Eagles jerseys.
Who?
The Boys to Men.
Yeah. Oh.
They're all wearing throwback Eagles
Not
jerseys.
Not Brian Schottenheimer.
We had a Reggie White, we had a Jerome Brown, and we had a the safety, the Brian Dawkins. Two of them, though, were wearing the throwback old school Kelly Green Eagles, which is the best Eagles jersey. And then the other one had a bastard, like modern day Eagles jersey. We can't get a throwback Brian Dawkins. We can't get the same kind of jersey.
Do you think they had to bring their own?
Or do you think they just walked into the merch store and they're like, pick something you like and none of them coordinated? Or?
Well, two of them coordinated.
Well, I bet
that's just the one that two of them happen to like.
I bet they just wore what they were going to, like, why would the Eagles outfit them?
I'm just saying, well, I would assume you're outfitting them and you're singing the national anthem when you're doing the Super Bowl presentation.
I don't think the team outfits its national anthem singers. That you got to wear rock star stuff.
Yeah.
Also, Rob Mack was leading the team out onto the field. It was yelling at them to go birds. Go birds.
All right. Well, now we're underway.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Cue the music there, Maestro. We've got one more game to play here, and it is the NFL 2025 third-string quarterback game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to Our Lads, which is the official depth charts that I went off of here, there are 14 teams that kept a third-string quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You will need to name 9.5 of them.
I do not. I felt very confident in the backup quarterback game because so many starters didn't play. I feel
nine times.
A lot less.
Nine times.
About the third string quarterback.
Well, if you don't get this, if you don't get the over, you will be suspended without pay for 7 years.
At least I'm not fired. But that 7 years is going to hurt a little bit.
I'll give you the easy ones first.
Okay.
See if we can build some... build toward the tougher ones.
All right.
Seattle.
Oh, that's easy. That's Jalen Miller.
That is easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's a rookie, I feel pretty good. But the Browns is easy.
A little behind. The Browns.
Yeah, that's Shedeur Sanders.
Okay. The Saints.
Saints.
Do they hang on to Haener or do they let him go?
Bump, bump. Put your heads together.
I feel like they released Haener. Was anybody else there with Shuck and Rattler?
I just remember Shuck, Rattler, and Haener was
there. Yeah.
So
that's the best I'm going to have is Haener.
I don't know. I'm going with Haener.
What's his first name?
Jake.
Hey!
That's correct.
Buckley coming over the top again.
How about Miami?
Cleo Lemon.
They have a rookie.
Who do they
get? Did you have a rookie?
I was buzzing.
Oh, do they have Quinn Ewers? Did they keep him on the roster?
Yes.
I was buzzing Cleo. Lemon.
Yes, they got Quinn Ewers.
Yes. All right, 4-for-4.
Buckley, this is where I need my Ryan Buckley. Buckley's dominating the third string game.
Rolling. What?
New York Giants.
Oh, Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't as bad as I thought.
The Indianapolis Colts.
Curtis Painter.
The Colts, good. I feel like it's a rookie and I'm drawing a blank.
It is.
I remember.
Oh, wait.
I remember.
Do they have Ellinger? They have Sam Ellinger?
No, he's been around a long time. I remember seeing someone play and I'll kick myself. It's a rookie and I don't know.
I don't got it.
Riley Leonard.
Ah, son of a beast.
Oh, I thought he was in Green Bay for some reason. He played against Green Bay in the preseason.
I knew that.
The Rams.
Stetson Bennett.
Stetsy, baby. 6 out of 7. That's pretty good. You only need 4 more. New England.
Did Jalen Carter just get kicked out of this game?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm... What did he get kicked out for?
I mean, I guess you probably have to throw a punch, right?
So, arguably the best defensive tackle in the NFL, and he's getting carted off or walked off by the
Eagles big dumb guy. Eagles betters not happy about that. Can you turn that music down a little bit?
Someone's saying that he spit on someone.
Oh, maybe that...
Said he spit on Dak?
Oh my God!
What the
Cooper
hell?
Cooper DeJean's leaving.
So we got
what's
no,
happening?
No, that's not DeJean. That's somebody else.
Who
that's
is
somebody
that?
Named Washington. It's just a white guy.
all Rob saw. Well, to be fair,
white guy defensive number.
Like Cooper DeJean.
To be fair, it looks like that's 2 threes. That's a 4 and a 3, not 3-3.
That looks like him though.
It was a white. It was a white DB getting carted off.
Yeah, some other guy.
Yeah, some other guy. But dude, Jalen. So he spit on Dak. All right, I gotta
fire Nick Sirianni. Okay.
That's an awesome
early season start. Appearance for Big Dom.
Yeah.
6-7, New England. Third string quarterback. Who is New England's third string quarterback?
He played well in the preseason. I don't know if they kept him, but that Ben Woolridge guy. I know they cut him. Did they bring him back?
That's a loss. Tommy Cutlets.
Oh, that's right, because they claimed him off waivers.
They claimed him off waivers.
Okay, you've got six left.
No.
You must get four of six.
Or I'm suspended.
For 7 years without pay. No. Philadelphia.
I know this. They traded for him. Sam Howell.
Oh.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Sammy Nuggs.
I don't know why they traded for Sam Howell, but they did. This is my theory. I believe they're going to trade Tanner McKee in season to somebody.
And they needed Sam Howell to be the backup.
That's my conspiracy theory.
Okay. Minnesota, third string quarterback.
Minnesota third string quarterback.
So they have McCarthy, Wentz, and
Who was there? Because Wentz got there late in the preseason, I think. So,
I don't know.
His name is Max Brosmer.
Come again?
Okay. Yep, that's right.
Sure. Sorry,
guys.
You made that up.
You didn't get that
You could just tell us that there's
Brosmer.
No way that we're getting...
I don't know.
I had no idea.
I don't know what you know.
Who is he?
No idea. Let's look him up.
I have no idea who that is. And by the way, I can't, I'm watching this. How stupid is Jalen Carter? Like, it is like they are face to face. And, the ref is right there. Wow.
Pittsburgh. Rodgers, Rudolph, and?
Rodgers, Rudolph.
They kept a third guy this year.
Is it a youngin'?
No.
Rodgers, Rudolph.
He's not a youngin'. He's been around.
Boy, I'm struggling right now. Bucks had to save me a couple. Yeah. Rodgers, Rudolph.
These are pretty hard, guys.
Rodgers, Rudolph.
And Charlie Batch.
I think Charlie Batch is my age.
Seven. You only need three more.
I don't know. I'm trying to.
Okay, Skylar Thompson.
Oh, for God's sake. Skylar Thompson's in Pittsburgh.
I remember him as a Dolphin.
Yep.
Well, he was. I think that's the only time you remember him. By the way, he almost won a playoff game against a good team.
And let's give you Washington. You know who Washington's third string quarterback is? Because you have to get all three.
I got to get all three to get this right.
Or you're suspended.
So who'd they keep? Marcus. Who did the commies have?
It's not looking good, guys.
It's not. Who do the commies have? Young guy or?
No, man? He's been around.
He's been around.
Yeah.
They didn't get Heineke. No, Heineke's
he
out of the job right now.
He was in the playoffs last year. He made 2 years ago, he made the playoffs. He was in the – you saw him in the playoffs.
You saw him in the playoffs?
Yes, 2 years ago in the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Buckley should know this one.
I should, huh?
So
a Niners cast-off?
Niners? Who's a Niners cast-off? Did they do like a
– You remember who we
Josh
saw?
Josh Johnson?
Yep, that's it.
Josh Johnson
remember
is
that?
In Washington?
Yeah, third-string quarterback.
Oh, my God.
It's like his 19th NFL team.
Dude, thank you, Buck. Buck's doing as good as I am on this. I had no idea that dude was even still in the league.
He is somehow.
Didn't see him play once.
Okay, you have to get the next two.
All right.
Chicago. The backup – to Bagent.
I believe. I don't know why. This is just one of those. I believe it's Case Keenum.
That is correct.
There you go.
We're down to the last one.
I have no idea why. I remember that, but I believe it's Case Keenum.
This is the third string quarterback game.
Now we're getting some drama.
If you're just tuning in, Big Sook had to get 9.5 out of 14 third-string quarterbacks. He is currently at 9.
The only reason I'm even close to this is I think Buckley has at least 3 of these.
And we only have 1 left.
I'm trying to think who, if I know of another, like an actual third-string quarterback that I know.
Who is the third-string quarterback? Now, if Zook does not get this right, he is suspended without pay.
And I still have to work, apparently.
For 7 years. So this is pretty important.
Well, there goes retiring the show and he wins the Powerball.
That's true. I'll unretire.
Houston Texans. Third string quarterback is...
Again, give me a hint. Old guy, new guy.
Matt Schaub.
I have never heard of him.
Oh, for God's
sake. Let me look him up. Here, let me give you a hint. Hold on. Let me look him up.
That's not the confidence I needed when Rob says, I've never heard of him.
Hold on. Don't make any guesses.
Okay.
I'll try to give you... I don't want you suspended. That's more work for me. He played... Let's see. What the hell? He's 24.
Okay, so he's young.
He was a sixth-round pick this year.
Small school, big school.
Two schools, as is kind of common these days. Yeah. Two big schools.
You got to give me the school. I don't know.
I think if I give you the schools, I don't think you'll get it.
Really? Tyler Van Dyke.
No, I think he's still... isn't he in college?
I don't know. I just figured
that's a good guess.
Van Dimes could be there.
He did play... One of his schools was Wisconsin. And also Florida.
Oh, is it Graham Mertz?
Graham Mertz.
Oh,
yeah!
God!
Zero chance.
I mean, we needed quite a few hints, but still.
How do you know that?
I don't know!
That's incredible.
I think I watched that stupid SEC Netflix thing that Graham Mertz and DJ Lagway were competing for the Florida job after he got there from Wisconsin.
How relieved are you? You don't have to, you still get paid tomorrow.
Thank God. I think you might have goosed that one across the finish line. Don't think we were getting there on our own on that
one. Yeah, I had to help you guys.
Graham Mertz.
I have no problem helping you. Yeah, Graham Mertz, rookie quarterback for the Houston Texans.
Houston Texans.
They like him.
I love that you can suck so bad in
college,
but it doesn't matter. You can still stick.
Not at all.
You can still stick on an NFL roster.
And that is the third string quarterback game.
We got some drama.
Wow. That was intense. All right. I don't really know what's next.
No one does.
Maybe we all spit on each other.
Yeah, I saw the close-up replay of that. That was so bad and so stupid.
I can't believe, too. I mean, not that Dak's going to do anything. Jalen Carter will rip your head off. But, man, if you want a guaranteed fight, just spit on another grown man. That is just...
Shades of Robbie Alomar.
That is vile. Bill Romanowski as well?
Bill Romanowski to J.J. Stokes.
J.J. Stokes.
Yeah, at least he didn't do it on his face mask. Well...
He may have tried to. It just fell short. Got him around the collar.
Well, Dak has the shield.
The visor.
Oh, yeah.
But... and so does Carter, by the way, but he kind of hit him right on the chest.
That is just so...
He probably didn't want to play tonight. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spit on Dak.
I wonder if... Someone check the Eagles and like the unders for Jalen Carter, because that's one of those, hey, watch me get thrown out
there
of this.
There you go.
He's going to play cards with Big Dom.
What a D-bag.
We'll be right back. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.